Malakoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalakoon.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. On today's program, we're going to celebrate Father's Day.
Again. across the sand and watch the Paris sun set in my father's eyes again.
Not time to make a change. Just relax, take it easy. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to know. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. I was once like you are now, and I know that it's not easy to be calm when you found something going on. But take your time, think a lot. Why, think of everything you've got, for you will still be here tomorrow, but your dreams may not. Can I try to explain? When I do, he turns away again. It's always been the same, same old story. From the moment I could talk, I was ordered to listen. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go. Change, just sit down, take it slowly. You're still young, that's your fault. There's so much you have to go through. Find a girl, settle down. If you want, you can marry. Look at me, I am old, but I'm happy. All the times that I've cried, keeping all the things I knew inside. It's hard, but it's harder to ignore it. If they were right, I'd agree. But it's them they know, not me. Now there's a way, and I know that I have to go away. I know I have to go.
Two songs to celebrate Father's Day. We started that with Judy Collins from her 1968 album, Who Knows Where the Time Goes. She wrote that song called My Father. Judy Collins wrote the song. She's also playing electric piano on that track. Stephen Stills was playing guitar with her. And I love that beautiful expression, that tenderness that she feels for her father, so beautifully described. And then we just heard Cat Stevens. He's now called Yusuf. And that was released in 1970 on the T for the Tillerman album. And that title of that track is called Father and Son. And it's interesting because he speaks in two different voices. And when he's speaking in the father's voice, I'm old, but I'm happy, he's singing in a much lower voice. And then when he's singing in the son's voice, he sings up higher, and it's got a different energy to it. A beautiful dialogue between a father and a son. And I suppose that relationship has always fascinated me. I was raised as an only child. So I never got to, I didn't have a brother. I didn't get to witness that relationship between a father and a son. So I wanted to explore that specific relationship in a lot of songs on today's program. And that father and son, you know, that feeling that the son knows that as much as he loves his father, he's got to go out, he's got to separate from his parents and be independent and become his own man. And that's an interesting relationship that always occurs between a father and a son, that definition of masculinity that is transmitted between the generations. There's a song that Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys wrote in collaboration with Van Dyke Parks, who wrote the lyrics. And it was recorded on an album called Smile back in 1969, 1970. The album was never released until recently. The song is called Child. The child is the father of the man. And that's such an intriguing phrase. It's a kind of a short track, and it's kind of an incomplete track, but it's fascinating to hear how Brian Wilson turns that idea over and over musically. A child is the father of the man. Even though Van Dyke Parks wrote the lyrics, that line is taken from a poem by William Wordsworth. The poem William Wordsworth, My Heart Leaps Up. William Wordsworth was born in 1770, so that's a bit of old literature. So the idea the child is the father of the man, what does that mean? There's a couple ways you can interpret it. But basically the idea is that the behaviors and things that you learn as a child are who you become as you become a mature man and you turn into a man. Your child is your own father. So we're going to hear that track, and then we're going to hear a song by Eric Clapton, which ties in for me so exactly with that idea, the child, the father of the man, the affection and the complicated flow of love between a father and a child. Eric Clapton wrote a song called My Father's Eyes. So beautiful. He released it in 1998 on an album called Pilgrim, and he actually got the Grammy Award for the best male pop vocal. Here he is, a world-famous guitarist, and he gets the award for the male pop vocal for My Father's Eyes. So let's hear these two songs. But first, a little bit about the background on this Eric Clapton song. You know, he never met his father. Eric Clapton never met his father. His father died in 1985. So the song is about my father's eyes, and it's singing about, you know, the father that he never knew. But he said it also is singing about his son. Eric Clapton had a son named Connor, and when Connor was only 4 years old, he died in a tragic accident in Manhattan. And so in his biography, Eric Clapton talks about the song My Father's Eyes, and here's what Eric Clapton has to say. In it, I tried to describe the parallel between looking in the eyes of my son and the eyes of the father that I never met through the chain of our blood. That's an incredible quote from Eric Clapton. So let's start with Brian Wilson and the Beach Boys. Child is the father of the man.
Child, the child, father of the man. Walk, child, child, the child, father, father of the boy, child. Child, 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 the child, father of the boy, child. Thank you.
Eric Clapton, My Father's Eyes. There's one of the verses at the end where he's talking about looking in the eyes of his son and realizing that he's also seeing his own father's eyes because of that strong connection of the bloodline in a family and the relationship between a father and his son as we celebrate Father's Day here on Now and Then. So there's a song that Lenny Kravitz wrote, released in 1999, called Like Father, Like Son. Lenny Kravitz did the song for Elton John and Tim Rice's Broadway Aida. So the concept, like father, like son. I wanted to play the Lenny Kravitz track, and then we'll listen to a recording from David Crosby's 2014 Cross album. The song we're going to hear from David Crosby is called What's Broken. And the song itself is really not about the relationship between a father and a son, but the recording itself and the music and the project itself speaks volumes about how a son is like his father. Let me tell you what I mean. David Crosby, you know, long illustrious career as a singer-songwriter, he didn't do a solo studio album for almost 20 years, something in the late, you know, 90s. And it's 2014 when he releases Cross, and he records the entire album with his son. His son is named James Raymond. Now, what's fascinating about this is that when Crosby was a young man and fathered James, he didn't raise him. He didn't know his son. They didn't meet each other until James Raymond was in his 30s. And so what's also really fascinating is that James Raymond also became a musician. On the recording we're about to hear, James, the son, plays the piano, the keys, the synthesizer bass, the drum programming, and does the vocals. Not only does he play all those instrumentations on David Crosby's album, but he is the only person who receives writing credit for the song. That means he wrote not only the music, but the lyrics. This is the first track on the album. So David Crosby sings the song, but he's singing a song that his son wrote, and he's featuring it as the lead-in track to the album Cross. And also, so I'm fascinated by, you know, the powerful inspiration and the relationship that talks about between the father and the son, David Crosby and James Raymond. And so here's a little bit backstory on this song. There was an interview in Billboard magazine in January when the album, January 2014, when the album was being released. And here's what David Crosby had to say about this album and working with his son, James. We decided we were making a record, and God, it's been the most wonderful experience. I don't know how we pulled it off because we don't have any money. Actually, I do know how we pulled it off. My son has a studio, the Bam Boom Room in Altadena, California. He built in his garage, and I would go down and sleep there on his fold-out couch, and we would work on it. It took us about 2.5 years to do it. He brings chemistry. These songs, we worked a lot on them, man, on things like The Clearing and Dangerous Night. There's probably 6 different sets of words to Dangerous Night. This really opens up another place for us to go. Let's look. It's such an alive process. The communication is so good between James and I. It's, well, the evidence is in the music before you on the album. So let's listen to 2 songs and let's contemplate. Like Father, Like Son. This is Lenny Kravitz and then David Crosby.
So cock your butt.
Looking out on a buzzing city,
molecules go flying by. Standing here is a very lost disciple. How could it be that angel lies?
Who wants to buy what's broken? That song is sung by David Crosby and written by his son James Raymond from the 2014 album called Cross. And we started that short set with a song by Lenny Kravitz, Like Father, Like Son. Here we are celebrating Father's Day. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then. So the concept of Like Father, Like Son, you know, David Crosby didn't really raise his son James, but James became a musician. That happens a lot. You know, is it genetics? Possibly. Or is it social circumstances? It's a little bit of both, I would think. When you think about a naturally gifted somebody, a powerful musician, somebody who would probably have children that are also musicians, I think John Lennon really kind of fits that archetype. John Lennon, when he was a young man and the Beatles were just getting started, actually before the Beatles were even had come to the United States, before they were an international monster hit, John Lennon got married. He married Cynthia Powell, who he met in art school, and they had a son together. On April the 8th in 1963, John Lennon had a son named Julian. Julian Lennon was named after John's mother. John's mother's name was Julia. And Julian was born in Liverpool. And, you know, one thing led to another. And Cynthia and John, as is well known, they divorced and John Lennon married Yoko Ono. And so John Lennon and Yoko Ono had a son born on October the 9th in 1975, which is the same birthday that John Lennon has, October the 9th. John was born in 1940. So his son with Yoko is named Sean Lennon. And what's interesting is that John Lennon not only established so many cultural statements in his music and his lyrics, but in his life. He seemed to want to set an example for how to live, or else people just looked to him for an example of how to live. And when Sean was born in 1975, the story is that John Lennon pretty much retreated from his public persona, and he wanted to focus on being a dad, on being a father. He wanted to raise Sean. You know, he hadn't really raised Julian, so he wanted to raise Sean, and he did. And sure enough, both of John Lennon's sons, Julian and Sean, turned out to be musicians in their own right. So it's not only the idea of the father and the son being very similar, but it's also, in this particular instance, being so familiar with John Lennon's voice. I mean, such a recognizable voice. It's also fascinating for me to hear how you can recognize that same vocal timbre in both of his sons. John and Julian's voice, very similar. And also John and Sean's voice, very similar. So here we go. We're going to be listening to, we're going to start off with a track from John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Double Fantasy, released in 1980. The song is a tribute that John, a love song that John wrote to his son Sean. And then we're going to hear from Julian Lennon. When John recorded in 1980, he was about 40 years old. So when Julian recorded his album, Velot, he's about 46 years old. We're going to hear the title track from Julian Lennon's Velot. And then from Sean Lennon, Sean Lennon released an album called Midnight Sun. Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp Mule, his girlfriend, formed a band called The Ghost of a Sabretoothed Tiger. And the title track is called Midnight Sun. We're going to listen to that. We're going to listen to two tracks from the Sabretoothed album. So these songs are not necessarily about fathers and sons, but they are an interesting legacy from John Lennon. So first, John Lennon, Double Fantasy, Beautiful Boy.
is on the run and your dad is here.
Thank you.
seem to drift upon.
She taught him to sing and gave him gold. guitar strings. Never was a sound so curious. Even the trees would follow Orpheus. Even the Furies were not furious. Ah, his I'd only be for the nymph Eurydice. But on their wedding day, she stepped upon a deadly snake. He set off to the underworld alone. There he found Hades sitting on his throne. He said, there's just one way.
Sean Lennon and Charlotte Kemp Mule from their 2014 Midnight Sun album. That was Don't Look Back, Orpheus. And we started with Midnight Sun. So we just heard a set, John Lennon from the Double Fantasy album with Yoko Ono, his tribute to his son Sean, Beautiful Day. And then from Julian Lennon, we heard Vallad. And we finally just heard Sean Lennon and his girlfriend Charlotte, the ghost of a saber-toothed tiger. So I have one more song I wanted to play for you to celebrate Father's Day and to explore the nature between the father and the son, that Lenny Kravitz song, Like Father, Like Son. Well, Willie Nelson. Willie Nelson has been married has been married more than once. He most recent marriage, he had a son named Lucas. Lucas Nelson was born in the early 90s. And there's an album that Willie Nelson released in 2012 called Heroes, where Willie and Lucas share the lead vocal. And if you can hear the similarity between John Lennon's voice and Julian and Sean, then you can certainly hear the similarities between Willie Nelson's voice and his son Lucas. Lucas Nelson came to my attention. He formed a band called The Promise of the Real. and Neil Young started to record and work with Lucas and Micah Nelson in The Promise of the Real. And so that led me to The Promise of the Real, their own album. And then when I finally heard Lucas Nelson as a solo singer, I realized how close he is to his father and his father's voice. So let's listen to this track. This is called No Place to Fly, and this features Willie Nelson and his son, Lucas.
Road ain't getting shorter, and I think the weed is getting stronger. And I'm trying not to speak to no one who don't care. I'm spinning around in a whirlpool of letters that run in a circle and try to break free of my mind. And I know I'm still young, but I can only get older. And I know that sometimes I hurt you when I'm gone. It's a story as old as the fire that brought us together. You think that we'd learn, but you still remain in the back of my mind. Taking up all my time, hanging weightless in the sky, like an angel with no place to fly. I get stoned. I sit and try to write a song. And the road is like a river that sings when I'm alone. I'm sitting beside.
Kathy Geary, you've been listening to Now and Then. I hope you enjoyed the music celebrating Father's Day. Happy Father's Day. Thank you again. So thank you so much for listening. Now and Then. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporter.com, and from the Western Supper Club and Inn in Calicoon, New York, dinner and cocktails from 4 to 10 p.m. Thursday through Sunday, westerncalicoon.com. It's just a couple of seconds before 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I've got 79 degrees here at our studios. You're tuned to 90.5 FM. This is WJFF, Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH, Monticello, New York. This is Radio Catskill.